It has been more than 6 weeks since Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 disappeared, shining an intense and sustained international spotlight on Malaysia. Top officials such as Acting Transport Minister Hishamuddin Hussein have faced a barrage of tough questioning and criticism from the international media over their handling of the so far fruitless search.
I hope, then I appeal to everybody that though we understand their concerns, we are trying our very best.
Malaysia's ruling party has been in charge for more than 50 years. Professor Azmi Sharom says it was totally unprepared for such scrutiny.
They're more used to the more docile local media, so it's not surprising that they didn't know how to handle it. There's a tradition of non-transparency with regards to government activities. And in this situation, absolute transparency was necessary.
Despite missteps in releasing information, strategic analyst Steve Wong and others have praised Malaysia's success in getting as many as 24 countries, including both China and the US, to assist with the search.
It is a triumph of Malaysia's foreign policy and diplomacy within the region, although it is shaped, as I said, both by what it is capable of doing. It is not a China, it is not a large power, it is a friendly power to all the countries concerned, and it is a power that actually is in need of help.
But days before US President Barack Obama's first visit to Malaysia, a newspaper, seen as the mouthpiece of the ruling party, wrote an editorial suggesting the CIA may have been responsible for the flight's disappearance. Policy analyst Wan Saiful Wanjan says such wild claims are counterproductive for the search effort and the government's image.
It is tremendously embarrassing to us, I think. Not just to the ruling party, but I think the whole country should be embarrassed by this. For a major newspaper, seen as a mainstream newspaper linked to the ruling party, being able to freely say some ridiculous statements like this.
Political analyst Karim Raslan says the flight's disappearance has clearly strained relations with China, whose media and officials have criticized Malaysia's handling of the crisis.
Chinese authorities have an ability to allow nationalist sentiment to be whipped up against certain countries and parties. They've done it with Japan. Are they going to unleash the forces on Malaysia? I think that would be very irresponsible, and it's entirely within their charge and within their call.
But both US and Chinese officials have acknowledged that this disappearance of flight MH370 has been an unprecedented event that very few countries would have been equipped to deal with. Mahi Ramakrishnan for VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.